Hello, hello, hello. This is Izzy Frankel, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We've got another jazz show for you here tonight. Tonight's focus is the year 1959. Here's a little blurb about it. So 1959, the most creative year in jazz. 1959 was arguably the most creative year in all of jazz history. Byrd had already passed away, and this year would see the passings of Lester Young and Billie Holiday. Musically speaking, when we read jazz history texts or see the labels among the many diverse styles of jazz, free jazz, modal jazz, third stream, etc., we tend to separate those different styles into alternate universes. In fact, many of the contributions we now consider to be jazz classics all happened around the same time. To fully understand the realm of jazz today, or all the different possibilities that could occur tomorrow, we must understand that there wasn't a defining time in which Miles Davis woke up and said, "I'm going to make the most influential jazz album of all time, Kind of Blue, today." The last song we listened to was from that album, So What? The same goes for Ornette Coleman or Dave Brubeck, etc. In this spirit, we now explore the major jazz albums and contributions of 1959, the year that changed jazz. So we've got a nice playlist for you tonight. We have Dave Brubeck up next, actually. You probably know what song I'm going to play. I'm going to start playing because, you know, they're long songs. That was a 9-minute song we just heard. So this is Take 5 by Dave Brubeck. Thank you. Okay, so that was Take Five by the Dave Brubeck Quartet. A little bit about that. So this is a little blurb on it. Contains the cool jazz classic Take Five. This is the album Time Out, where it's from. Written by dry martini-toned alto saxophonist Paul Desmond, and quickly one of the most popular tunes in jazz, escalating Brubeck and the company to heights of popularity. Brubeck set out to create an album that dealt with jazz improvisation outside of the normal 4/4 time signature. Not only did he do what he set out to do, he earned a major place in jazz history. So up next we have a song by Charles Mingus from his album Mingus A-Um. One of my favorite songs. We listened to this song actually in my jazz history class. Got me into all this stuff. So here's a little blurb. I'll read it before this time. So essential to Mingus fans and jazz aficionados everywhere. One of his best recordings with such classics as Better Get It, In Your Soul, Goodbye Pork Pie Hat, Fables of Phobos, and Jelly Roll. Goodbye Pork Pie Hat is a dedication to the memory of the recently departed Lester Young. And that is the song I will be playing. So this album has blues, wailing improvisations, and some great written arrangements. It's the description. Hopefully you enjoy it. So it is written to the late, great Lester Young. Here it is, Goodbye Pork Pie Hat. Thank you. Okay, so that was Goodbye Pork Pie Hat. That is the hat, by the way, Lester Young was known for wearing. Up next we have But Not For Me by Ella Fitzgerald off of the album Sings the George and Ira Gershwin Songbook. Here's the blurb. A must-have for every jazz fan, Ella sang the genius of the Gershwins with arrangements by the great Nelson Riddle and his orchestra. All the Gershwin favorites are here, and Ella sings them very succinctly. This is as good as jazz vocals get, and what better material? Here is But Not For Me.
They're writing songs of love, but not for me. A lucky star above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I've found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. A fool to fall and get that way. Hi-ho, alas, and all so lackaday. Thank you.
it that way. Hi-ho, alas, and also lack-a-day. Although I can't dismiss the memory of his kiss, I guess he's not for me.
So that was But Not For Me. Up next, we have a song from the great Ornette Coleman. Let's see. So the album is The Shape of Jazz to Come. And this is a song I also had to learn from my jazz course. It is Lonely Woman. But here is the blurb on Ornette Coleman. The essential free jazz album with Coleman on alto sax, Don Cherry on pocket trumpet, Charlie Hayden on acoustic bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. No chordal instruments such as the piano or guitar. Coleman started a revolution that had not occurred in jazz since the emergence of bebop. Laced with fresh concepts and ideas how to approach jazz improvisation, Coleman wrote what would become known as the anthem for free jazz, Lonely Woman. This huge contribution would inspire such artists such as John Zorn, Archie Shepp, Albert Ayler, and many others. Once again, totally different from Kind of Blue, Giant Steps, and Time Out, but still very significant to the development of jazz. Some very important albums came out this year. It's a good song. So this is Lonely Woman. Thank you. Okay, so that was Lonely Woman by Ornette Coleman. Up next, we have one of my favorite jazz songs, honestly, by John Coltrane. From his album Giant Steps, the song is Giant Steps. Here, so a major landmark in jazz history changed the way of the saxophone forever and placed Coltrane in the category of elite jazz pioneers with his complex chordal constructions in Giant Steps and Countdown. Listen to Cedar Walton and Tommy Flanagan struggle with the changes to Giant Steps to observe what a chordal challenge Coltrane presents. Totally different than Kind of Blue, and yet one of the most significant contributions to jazz. So try and listen to them struggle with the changes in this song coming up. This is Giant Steps by John Coltrane. Thank you. Okay, so I'm gonna read a PSA now. Trying to stay relevant, I'm gonna be talking about firearm safety. So, four rules of gun safety. No matter how you feel about current gun laws, everybody should know the most critical rules about handling any firearm. Rule 0, all guns are always loaded. Rule 1, never point a gun at anything you are not willing to destroy. Rule 2, keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on a target and you've made the decision to shoot. Rule 3, be sure of your target and what is beyond it. So that was Giant Steps, really good song. And up next we have a song from Dinah Washington. Let's see, do I have anything on that? I actually don't have anything on that one. But, you know, it's good stuff. What a Difference a Day Makes is what the song is called. Here it is.
What a difference a day made. 24 little hours brought the sun and the flowers where there used to be rain. My yesterday was blue, dear. A day makes. There's a rainbow before me. Skies above can't be stormy. A day made, and the difference is you.
Okay, so that was What a Difference a Day Made by Dinah Washington. Up next, we have Anatomy of a Murder by Duke Ellington off of his album Anatomy of a Murder, the soundtrack to the Otto Preminger film. Duke makes a cameo appearance, but his music is sensational. This Ellington-Strayhorn collaboration is one of the hippest soundtracks of all time. Ellington and Strayhorn were writing original compositions for use in a major motion picture, a wonderful development for jazz. So this is Anatomy of a Murder from the soundtrack of a movie. I haven't heard of this movie before, but maybe I'll check it out.
Thank you.
Okay, so that was Anatomy of a Murder. A little bit more on the Don Washington song. So it was a cover of a song called What a Difference a Day Made from a Mexican songwriter in 1934. I guess the actual song was called Cuando... I'm just going to butcher that. But it was repopularized by Dinah Washington, and she ended up winning the Grammy for Best Rhythm and Blues Performance, and her version was inducted into the Hall of Fame. So, you know, it's apparently a classic song. Up next, we have a song by Bill Evans, the Bill Evans Trio, from his album Portrait in Jazz. So, here, a defining piano trio set. Evans on piano, Scott LaFaro on bass, and Paul Motion on drums. The empathy within this album is outrageous. Like, all three musicians are connected by the same brain. Sparkling takes of Blue and Green, as well as Someday My Prince Will Come and Autumn Leaves, a major influence on piano trios to come, such as the Keith Jarrett Trio and the Brad Meldow Trio, and the epitome of a great jazz piano trio. A lot of repetitions of jazz piano trio in that description. So here is the song Autumn Leaves by Bill Evans Trio. Okay, so that was Autumn Leaves by the Bill Evans Trio. This is going to be our last song of the night. This is Horace Silver's Sister Sadie. Another Side of Things, the hard bop side with bluesy, soulful overtones and a good dose of such heavy hitters as Blue Mitchell and Junior Cook. Silver delivers great contemporary standards such as Sister Sadie, Peace, and the Baghdad Blues. It's not modal jazz, it's not free jazz, it's even in 4/4 time, but it's essential. I gotta sign out. This is Izzy Frankel, and you are still listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for listening tonight. I hope you have a good rest of your night. Stay and listen to the show after me. It's pretty good. Here is Sister Sadie by Horace Silver.